Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, May 16. Coming up, agriculture sector loses millions following recent heavy rains. NWC to install 450,000 new smart meters and no case of yellow fever in Jamaica. The news in detail after the break.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. The health ministry is advising that there are no cases of yellow fever in Jamaica. Yellow fever is an acute illness caused by the yellow fever virus found in the tropics of South America and Africa. National epidemiologist Dr. Karen Webster Carr says the ministry has not received any reports of the illness, as yellow fever is a class 1 notifiable disease, which means it's to be reported to the Ministry of Health within 24 hours on suspicion by a healthcare professional.
So we don't have yellow fever in Jamaica, haven't had it for almost a century. So we don't have it. The only way for yellow fever to come to Jamaica is for somebody to bring yellow fever to Jamaica.
Dr. Webster Carr was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Vaccination against yellow fever is required for Jamaicans traveling to countries at risk for transmission of the illness, and port surveillance measures are conducted in respect of persons arriving from these destinations. Yellow fever vaccines are available and administered at the Comprehensive Health Center in Kingston and at the Montego Bay Health Center in St. James. The vaccine should be administered at least 10 days prior to travel. Preliminary estimates show the agriculture sector suffered loss amounting to $76.5 million due to flooding and landslides following heavy rains last week. Close to 1,200 farmers across 10 parishes lost a total 1,520 tons of produce and 1,649 livestock, mainly poultry. Agriculture Minister Audley Shaw says the government has earmarked funds to help farmers with recovery.
While we are happy that the damage was not major, some of our small farmers were in fact affected and are in need of assistance, and we are committed to providing this support to get these farmers back on their feet.
Mr. Shaw was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Each rural constituency will get $1 million to provide support to registered farmers, while urban constituencies will receive $600,000 each. In the meantime, the agriculture minister is reporting the onset of the leaf blight disease that affects Irish potato. Minister Shaw says the onset of the leaf blight disease follows rains in several parishes over the May 4 to 7 period. He says the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, conducted an urgent assessment of damage to the agriculture sector in a bid to ensure that there's no loss of production time.
We will move to provide farmers with the chemicals they need to stave off the leaf blight disease that has arisen and which could seriously affect the output in the middle of the potato season.
Minister Shaw says notwithstanding last week's heavy rains, the ministry is satisfied with the level of rainfall for the first quarter of the year, which contributed to a 2.1% increase in domestic crop production. And the National Water Commission, NWC, will install 450,000 new smart meters across the island. The move is aimed at maximizing the efficiency of water systems and will be made possible through a $15 billion bond facility established by the NWC and arranged by NCB Capital Markets.
Every drop of water that you use, that meter catch. If you leave your water running, is your business. If you fill up your pool five times a month, that's your business. NWC will get every drop.
Chairman of the NWC, Senator Aubyn Hill, speaking at a press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister on Tuesday. Under the bond facility, NWC will have immediate access to $12.51 billion, of which $3 billion will be used to fund capital projects. The final tranche of the bond issue, totaling $2.49 billion, is to be received in 12 months on condition that the Commission will achieve the successful implementation of the new high-performance water meters, among other targets. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.